AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The White House says it's up to the individual businesses, cities, counties, and states to decide to go along with the CDC's new mask guidance. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Different localities, businesses will implement it in the way that they feel will help ensure their community is safe.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown agreeing with lifting much of the restrictions for vaccinated people.
Oregonians who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks or social distance in most public spaces.
The gas shortage following last Friday's hack of the Colonial Pipeline, made worse by panic buying and hoarding, is a problem from Georgia to Maryland. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says things are slowly getting back to normal.
Gas station outages are down about 12% from the peak, and the average improvement is about 200 stations are coming online per hour over the past 6 hours. So it's still going to work its way through the system over the next few days, but we should be back to normal fairly soon.
The company paid a $5 million ransom in Bitcoin last Saturday. A Florida politician has agreed to plea deal and will cooperate with the federal investigation of North Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a child, during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. People familiar with the investigation say federal prosecutors have been examining whether Gaetz and Greenberg paid underage girls or offered them gifts in exchange for sex. The plea agreement makes no mention of Gaetz, who has vehemently denied the allegations. At least 7 people are dead, some 230 others hurt, in a pair of tornadoes in China. 6 of the dead are in Wuhan, where a tornado brought down a number of trees and toppled construction sheds. A twister in another province killed 1 person. This is AP News. The city of Columbus, Ohio, and the family of Andre Hill, a black man killed by a police officer just before Christmas, agreed to a $10 million settlement. Hill's daughter, Carissa Hill, tells WSYX WTTE.
It's one step towards something. It doesn't help or doesn't take the scar off of our hearts that we still have from my dad not being here.
Adam Coy, the white police officer who shot Hill as he was walking out of a garage, a cell phone in his hand, has been fired and has pleaded not guilty to murder and reckless homicide charges. The commission formed to observe the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre announced today that Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt has been removed from his seat on that panel. The commission did not give a reason for Stitt's removal. Project manager Phil Armstrong's criticism of the governor for signing a bill into law barring the teacher of certain race and racism concepts in Oklahoma public schools. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.